From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Charles Rangel is stepping away from leading the powerful tax-writing House Ways and Means Committee.
I have this morning sent a letter to Speaker Pelosi asking her to grant me a leave of absence until such time as the Ethics Committee completes its work.
The House Ethics Committee has already admonished Rangel for taking corporate paid trips to the Caribbean. It's still investigating his fundraising activities, his use of a rent-controlled apartment, and whether he's failed to report all his assets and income. Today, President Obama unveils what the White House calls his final health care push. Democratic leaders in Congress hope it will breathe new life into the effort to pass a health overhaul bill. NPR's Scott Horsley reports this proposal is widely expected to include some Republican ideas.
President Obama will urge Congress to move swiftly towards an up or down vote on health care legislation. Democrats have been laying the groundwork to move forward without GOP support, using a procedural move to avoid a threatened Republican filibuster. In a letter to lawmakers yesterday, Mr. Obama said the two parties have more in common on health care than most people think, but he acknowledged there are still important differences. He stressed his preference for a comprehensive overhaul in spite of Republican demands for a more piecemeal approach. Mr. Obama says he's open to including some Republican proposals, including funding for state experiments in malpractice reform. Republican Congressman Eric Cantor dismissed that as mere political cover rather than genuine bipartisanship. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Texas Governor Rick Perry is the victor over U.S. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison in the GOP primary there. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports Perry and a prominent, well-liked Democrat will compete in the general election.
For years, Kay Bailey Hutchison has wanted to come home to Texas and run for governor, but the incumbent, Rick Perry, refused to make way. Last year, the senator got tired of waiting and ran against her fellow Republican. But her campaign never got off the ground. She refused to resign her seat in the Senate, and as the primary race for governor continued, she fell further and further behind. On the other side of the aisle, former Houston Mayor Bill White clobbered Palestinian-born businessman Farouk Shami. White and Perry will now square off in one of the most hotly contested governor's races in more than a decade. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Officials in Uganda say landslides have killed at least 100 people. Heavy rains in the East African nation have left a trading center in ruins and homes buried in mud. Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, up 52 points. The Nasdaq Composite is up 10. From Washington, this is NPR News. The Federal Aviation Administration is looking into whether a child directed airplanes from a control tower at Kennedy International Airport in New York. A Boston radio station says it obtained a recording in which a child's voice can be heard directing pilots. The FAA says employees on duty at the time are not controlling traffic until an investigation ends. Michael Foote, one of the towering figures of British left-wing socialist politics, has died after a long illness. He was 96 years old. From London, Larry Miller has a look back at his life.
Michael Foote became the leader of the Labour Party after the 1979 election that put Conservative Margaret Thatcher in Downing Street. Foote was a writer, intellectual, and dedicated socialist. He helped found the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament. He's been described as the last great orator of the British Parliament. As a newspaper editor during the Second World War, Foote spoke out against government censorship.
The liberty of the press in this country can only be maintained by the vigilance of the people and the vigilance of Parliament and the courage of the newspapers themselves. That's the only way. Therefore, we must fight, fight, fight to retain those liberties.
4 years after becoming Labour's leader, he dragged his party to one of its most devastating defeats. He resigned afterwards. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The European Union is welcoming new austerity measures in Greece, whose prime minister says it faces a possible budget catastrophe. Greece says it is cutting spending further and hiking taxes to reduce its budget imbalance and satisfy other countries that use the euro currency. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.